Real people. Real crimes. Real life drama.
I hate to say this because I'm a woman, but I think that a lot of women see successful men, self-made men, attractive men. They think, I want a piece of that.
They're traveling at a high rate of speed.
It doesn't matter if they're married or not.
Oh my goodness.
Francis and Bill Hall met when they were in high school. I think they were around 16. And neither of them had very much money. They started dating and they were married by 18. Francis Hall is someone that you wish was in your family. She's very selfless, caring, and really always thinking about other people. Bill Hall loved Francis and his children. But Bill's fatal flaw is that he also liked the attention of younger women.
Bonnie Contreras is Bill Hall's mistress. He had been dating her for about 3 years, and by most accounts, it was a pretty open affair.
I'm trying to think of the most flattering way to describe Bonnie Contreras. Bonnie Contreras is almost like a master manipulator. She would take compromising photos, kind of just gather all these nuggets that if things ever went south, she had all the proof she needed to kind of force you to do what she wanted.
My mother was on the verge of a nervous breakdown because Bonnie was taunting her constantly.
Bonnie Contreras put Francis through hell. She's texting and calling Francis. Bonnie would call her every explicit name in the book and just say, you're so fat and disgusting.
You have this toxic love triangle. Got a multimillionaire husband and wife and this mistress trying to wedge her way between them.
I get a phone call from my mom and she said, I just saw your dad and I just saw Bonnie.
When Frances first sees her husband Bill and then Bonnie, she's about 2 miles down the road this way. And that's when she makes the decision to make a U-turn and finally confront this woman that's been, you know, wreaking havoc in her life.
So her husband and mistress, they're driving toward us on this highway?
Exactly. They're coming this way. They're still going 85, 90 miles an hour.
I believe that she intended to kick Bonnie's ass that day, okay? That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to go over and she wanted to beat up Bonnie.
Francis Hall took a 210 death tank to what should have been a fist fight. Francis was out for blood.
I don't think anyone imagined that by the end of that day, there would be a dead body and someone in handcuffs.
I'm Peter Van Sant. Tonight on 48 Hours,
Driven to Extremes.
So, Nikki, where are we right now?
Peter, we're in my parents' home. This is where a lot of memories were made.
Nikki Hall is Bill and Frances Hall's daughter. She and her brother, Justin, had great times during her parents' 32-year-long marriage.
We spent Christmases, Thanksgivings, almost every holiday was spent here in this room. During Christmas, my mom loved watching everyone open their gifts, and this is the home that they built together.
Nikki says being a member of the Hall family meant having loads of fun.
Give me a sense of what kind of a mother Frances was and what kind of a person she is.
Just a loving, kind-hearted, honest individual. She is always willing to lend a hand, especially when it came to my brother and I. She was more of the disciplinary. My dad was the one that said, let's just spoil them, let's give them, you know, whatever they want.
And Bill Hall could spoil his children because he and Frances, who got married when they were just 18, had built an empire on wheels.
Bill and Frances Hall bought their first truck in the early 1980s, and then they grew Bill Hall Jr. Trucking into a multi-million dollar business.
At its height, worth $15 million.
My parents worked together, so at times, you know, it wasn't all love, but at the end of the day, they came home together. Mom cooked dinner, Dad was there.
After Nikki and her brother became adults and moved out of the family home, Bill began to indulge his own whims. He bought a Harley-Davidson Street Glide bike that he customized and painted powder blue, his company color.
He's a daredevil. He liked to drive crazy, fast cars, bikes, 18-wheelers. He loved life in the fast lane.
Fast cars and lots of women. Bill had cheated on his wife for years, and Frances knew it, but forgave him. As Bill confided to his best friend and cousin, Hank Hall, a fellow trucking millionaire.
Do you think Bill still loved Frances, or was he ready to move on?
Nah, Bill adored Frances. Bill loved Frances so much that it was unbelievable. But what happened is, and tell me if I'm wrong or right, when you cheated in the past and she stuck with you, right? It kind of makes it seem like it's okay, right? So if he gets caught again, you know, he might get another pass. You know what I'm saying?
The new someone in Bill's life was Bonnie Contreras, then a 28-year-old former exotic dancer. And when she met the aging playboy with the well-stuffed wallet at a spinach festival, yes, a spinach festival, it was a match made in Texas heaven.
Her story is that she was helping her aunt or someone sell chicken on a stick.
Attorney Lee Cutter.
And she just happened to see these five guys, and he was dressed really nice. I mean, he's met her supposedly for 2 minutes. I think she said we locked eyes, and I knew right then.
Bill and Bonnie's relationship lasted for 3 years, and she told the local CBS station all about it.
I love this man with everything I have. I still do.
Bonnie knew that Bill was married with children and grandchildren, but she claims Bill told her he was getting a divorce.
I wanted to have a family with him. My plans were to get married, to have a home, and to live the rest of my life with this man.
In many ways, Bill treated Bonnie as a true love. He showered her with money, paying her rent, buying her two cars, a BMW and a Mercedes, and even paying for her breast enhancement surgery.
He was excited by her in the beginning. You know, she was an attractive younger woman that, you know, wanted to do everything she could to be the center of his attention.
But by 2013, Bill's friends say he was losing interest and trying to avoid Bonnie. That strategy backfired in a big way on one Friday the 13th.
She kept calling Bill, and Bill would decline her calls. And all the while, Bonnie's texting Bill saying, I'm going to tell your wife, I'm going to tell her about us, and ultimately calls Frances.
Bill now had to contend with two angry women, his wife Frances and his girlfriend Bonnie.
After she makes the call, she really takes it up a notch, and she starts going to Frances and Bill's house. She'll take pictures of the outside of the house, and then she'll text it to Bill, and then she'll text it to the wife and say, you know, ugly, ugly, nasty things to the wife.
The two women began engaging in a vicious texting war, exchanging hundreds of nasty messages.
I was just defending myself, and never once did I threaten her. I never once threatened that woman.
But that's not how it seemed to Frances's daughter, Nikki.
Was it a little frightening on this end to be getting these kinds of communications and photos and anger expressed, even pictures taken of the family vehicles letting you know I'm here?
Yes, it was very scary. She had over 4,000 pictures of him and her, and she was going to just put those out on Facebook. She had our addresses.
To humiliate him, destroy his reputation.
Yes, yes.
I'm a good person. I never mean no harm on anybody, and never once confronted his kids. I would never threaten anybody in that way.
Bill and Frances decided to get away for a long weekend to try and patch things up. But Hank says Bonnie ruined the trip with her relentless texting.
She went 100 miles an hour, man. And like, in other words, I'm not going to lose this guy, because he was going back to more of his family and trying to get away from her.
Hank says Bonnie unleashed a torrent of angry and inappropriate texts, including naked photos of her having sex with Bill. Frances lost it. She physically assaulted Bill and kicked him out of the house.
She just got up and whooped him. You need to get out. Get out of my house.
Bill spent the night at Bonnie's place. The next day was October 10th, 2013. Frances and Bonnie were about to unexpectedly meet on a two-lane Texas highway called Loop 1604.
Frances sees her husband drive by on that big blue motorcycle. You know, a few seconds later, for the first time ever, she lays eyes on Bonnie Contreras, this woman who is ruining her life.
Frances had finally had enough and was about to take a turn that led to an accusation of murder.
And she grabs the steering wheel and she just goes, I'm gonna go confront her.
October 10th, 2013. This stretch of Texas Highway 1604 became a crime scene where jealousy and rage would intersect, and someone would soon be in handcuffs. The day began innocently enough. Frances was driving home after watching a volleyball game when she spotted her husband's mistress.
At this point in time, 28 days have passed since she's found out about the affair.
Lee Cutter, Frances's defense attorney, says that by this time, Frances was sick of Bonnie interfering in her marriage.
I think at one point, Bill and Frances go to the movies, and she knows about it and literally sits three rows back behind them, watching them the entire time, texting Bill, just going crazy. It's pretty insane.
So when Frances noticed Bonnie on the road that October day, her motor was revving. What made it worse was that Bonnie was driving the Hall family Range Rover, a vehicle Frances often drove. Frances makes a U-turn and floors it.
They're coming this way. They're still going 85, 90 miles an hour. So Frances is getting behind Bonnie, and every time she gets close to her, Bonnie will brake check her over and over again. It's this cat and mouse game.
911, what is your location?
Frances Hall gave chase at a high rate of speed. Different witnesses called 911 and indicated that two black SUVs are racing, and it probably appeared that that was the case.
Attorney Adam Cortez also represents Frances Hall.
No one knows exactly what happened. Not Frances Hall. Bonnie Contreras definitely does not.
Actually, Bonnie says she knows exactly what happened.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth?
And she told her version of events to attorney Lee Cutter in this video deposition.
Good morning.
Bonnie says she was driving down the highway when, out of the blue, something hits her back bumper.
At first, I thought it was an accident. Maybe somebody had hit me from behind by accident. But then when I looked back and I looked through the rearview mirror, I saw that it was Ms. Hall, Frances.
Frances was driving a Cadillac Escalade, a giant SUV.
Then she hit me more times. I then got thrown onto oncoming traffic. After I got thrown onto oncoming traffic, I was fighting cars coming at me.
Bill was riding on his Harley motorcycle, also racing down the highway. Bonnie says he somehow got in between the two women's SUVs. Bonnie was in the lead vehicle.
I see her clearly behind Bill, and I'm thinking to myself, she's not going to hit Bill. Like, I don't think she had the heart to do that. So then I was just driving, and then I was started screaming because I saw the Escalade getting closer and closer to him.
Lee asked Bonnie to demonstrate with toy cars.
Let's use the model cars as an example.
What she says happened on the road.
Now Bill's over here, and I'm speeding up, and I see Bill, and I'm wanting to stop, but I don't stop because I'm fearing for my life. I don't know what she's thinking, what she has in the vehicle, if she has any weapons, I don't know what she's thinking in her head. And I see the Escalade coming, and she just, boom, she hits him. He flies off. The bike flies off.
Bill was not wearing a helmet and suffered major blunt force injuries.
She doesn't stop in her tracks at all.
Neither woman called 911.
And then she starts to hit me from behind again. I do a really, really fast U-turn right there. I almost hit a pole, and she did the U-turn really quickly behind me. Then I started speeding back up towards where the accident had happened, and then she was speeding up behind me. She then continuously was hitting me. I sped up the Range Rover up to like 100.
Bonnie claims Frances rear-ended her up to 15 times. Eventually, both women pulled over at the spot where Bill had been knocked off his Harley. The police were called as dusk turned to night. Hank Hall and other family members, alerted by phone calls from Bonnie and Frances, were at the scene, just a few miles from Bill's trucking company.
Bill was laying on the ground. He was breathing, like, you know, real hard. And I screamed out and said, "What the hell's going on?" You know, like, mad. And there was a police officer trying to tell me, "Hey, calm down," because when he heard my voice, Bill started breathing faster, and he was trying to kind of say something, but he was breathing hard, you know.
Did he look at you?
Yeah, he knew I was there. I know that he knew that Frances was there. He knew that I was there.
Nikki and other family members head to the hospital, where hours pass before they are told the devastating news.
They told us, you know, he has passed away, so we were just completely in shock. I thought maybe he'll have a couple of injuries, you know, a broken arm, broken leg, something like that, but never death. I never expected that.
In shock, Nikki goes to find her mother, only to be shocked again.
Where is my mom? How do I get a hold of my mom? Well, I learned that she's arrested in jail.
Frances is being interrogated by police. After Bill dies, she has read her rights.
You have the right to remain silent.
And she requests an attorney. But she cannot help blurting out what's racing through her mind.
I've been with him since I was 16. Justin, I'm in shock. Yeah.
There is nothing more to say. Frances Hall was charged with felony murder and aggravated assault on Bonnie Contreras.
I was without both of my parents. We finally get a call around 5 in the morning.
It was her mom.
And she was like, "I know what happened to your dad, and I can't believe this happened. I just can't believe it."
The tragic turn of events tore the close-knit Hall family apart. Hank Hall, Bill's closest friend, blamed Frances for his death.
I was upset at her. I was really, really mad at the point that she took my best friend.
Bill was gone. But Frances swears his death did not happen the way Bonnie described to police, and positively did not hit Bill's motorcycle with her front bumper.
Hi. It was an accident. I would have never in a million years have hurt my husband.
But will anyone believe her? If not, she could spend the rest of her life behind bars. During their 32-year-long marriage, Life for Bill and Frances Hall was filled with family,
especially me,
wealth, and happiness.
Stay right there, Bill.
Frances had everything money could buy.
I love my baby.
Except her husband's fidelity. After Bill Hall Jr. died on October 10th, 2013, Frances Hall hadn't spoken with any reporter.
Hey, Frances.
Hi.
I'm Peter Van Sant.
I know you.
Until she met with 48 Hours to tell her version of what happened on that stretch of highway.
From your perspective, this was what?
An accident that I don't even know how. But it was an accident. I would have never in a million years have hurt my husband.
You did not murder him.
No, never would I have hurt him.
Remember, in the weeks leading up to the confrontation, Frances had received dozens of insulting, taunting text messages from her husband's mistress, Bonnie Contreras, including photos of the two of them having sex. On that October day, Frances is driving home from her niece's volleyball game.
And I see him in his bike.
His motorcycle.
In his motorcycle, and I see her a few car lengths in back. I pulled over and I stopped.
I get a phone call from my mom, and she said, I just saw your dad, and I just saw Bonnie. I'm turning around, I'm gonna confront her. I said, go ahead, you do what you gotta do.
What were you planning to do when you made that U-turn?
I wanted her to pull over. I wanted her to pull over. I wanted to confront this woman. I wanted to tell her, leave me the freak alone already. That's enough. I can't take you. If you want him, you can have him. Just leave me and my family out of this.
Immediately after we got off the phone, I called Bonnie. I left her a message.
Told you to watch your back, you stupid slut.
Frances floors it, quickly catching up to her husband and his mistress. It's at this moment that Frances's and Bonnie's stories part ways.
He was in front, she was in the back, and I was in the back. I would come up to her, pull off to the side, and tell her to pull over. She'd say no.
Are you gesturing, like, or was your window down?
No,
pull over.
I was gesturing. I'd go off to, on the yellow line and tell her to pull over. She would, no, no, I could see her. She kept braking on me. As soon as I'd come up next to her, she'd brake and I'd brake.
And you bumped the back of her car?
Never did I touch the car.
Again, Bonnie claims Frances hit her back bumper multiple times.
She's lying.
While this is going on, Bill actually comes to this unfinished shoulder right here and pulls to the side of the cars, lets both cars pass him.
I saw him from my passenger window. I passed Bill. I saw him as I'm driving. And as soon as I looked to the front, she braked.
They're coming 80 miles an hour down here. Bonnie brakes, and it creates this chain reaction.
Exactly.
And Bill has to react.
Bill has to react, and while he's reacting, remember, Frances is reacting in that Escalade.
Bonnie swears that at that moment, she saw in her rearview mirror Frances hit Bill head-on, knocking him off the highway. Frances says that's a lie.
I had already seen him pass me. So it is so false the way they said that I hit him and that I knew what I was doing. I never hit him head-on.
Lee Cutter has studied every inch of the accident scene and the three vehicles involved. She is certain of what unfolded from Frances's perspective.
And so her car is fishtailing a little bit while she's doing it, as Bill's coming to the side in that big old Harley, and they make contact right about here, and Bill ultimately ends up actually right behind you in this big, tall grass down here.
And yet, according to Frances, in the chaos of the moment, she never saw, felt, or heard Bill's crash.
You didn't look in your rearview mirror? You didn't see a scene behind you as you drove off?
No.
No, I didn't see anything. My focus was in the front because she kept braking on me and braking and braking.
So based on what you are telling me right now, was this an accident or is this some form of murder that occurred out on this highway?
You know, Peter, if anyone is guilty of anything, I would say it's Bonnie Contreras of reckless driving, because everyone else had to react to her actions. But it was just a tragic accident.
Not murder.
Absolutely not murder.
And Lee is ready for battle. She's a former Marine ROTC with a history of winning on the big stage. She was once a teen beauty queen.
Nothing is harder than defending someone that you know and believe in your heart is innocent.
Attorney Adam Cortez, a former boxer, will also represent Frances. He brings a brawler's attitude into the courtroom.
Frances Hall is a nurturer. She's everyone's mother. She's everyone's rock. To say that she was intentionally trying to hurt Bill Hall, man she's loved and still loves and always will love, I mean, that's just a ludicrous idea.
Frances, what do you want people to know about you?
That I am not the person they portrayed me to be. I'm a very compassionate and sincere woman. He is the love of my life and will always be the love of my life.
Who do you believe is ultimately responsible, the most responsible for your husband's death?
I would say it was her.
Black Escalade and a black Range Rover driving on the wrong side of the road. They're traveling at a high rate of speed, 90, 100 miles an hour, acting like idiots.
But the heart of this case is one simple question. Is what happened on this rural highway in Texas an accident or an act of murder?
I sympathize wanting to confront your husband's mistress, but engaging in road rage, that's unacceptable.
For prosecutor Stephanie Paulison, the deadly confrontation that occurred along this dusty stretch of highway was nothing short of murder. And her co-counsel, Scott Simpson, knows they will have to convince jurors that this was not a justifiable killing.
We knew it was going to be a difficult case, but not because of the facts. All of my female friends kept telling me throughout trial, they would keep saying he had it coming.
I don't think that he had death coming. He had a divorce coming. If everybody were sentenced to death for being a philanderer, what would the population look like?
On August 30th, 2016, nearly 3 years after Bill Hall's tragic death, the murder trial of his wife, Frances, got underway. And for the first time since that deadly chase, Frances came face to face with the woman she blames for all of this, her husband's mistress, Bonnie Contreras. Right away, Bonnie tells the jury she and Bill were targeted that day.
I see her hit Bill with the truck. And I see him fly off the motorcycle. The bike's
in her video deposition, Bonnie demonstrated what she says she saw in her rearview mirror.
I see the Escalade coming, and she just, boom, she hits him. He flies off, the bike flies off, and then she kept hitting me, and I kept going faster and faster.
And Bonnie says Frances continued her attack, ramming her SUV as many as 15 times.
I started screaming, crying. I said, oh my God, Frances is hitting me from behind. What do I do?
To disprove Bonnie's story, the defense calls collision reconstruction expert Charles Rubel.
This is the black Range Rover or Land Rover.
Who also uses toy cars to demonstrate what he says happened.
Bill Hall was following his wife. They're traveling at 70, 80 miles an hour.
Rubel believes that when Bill maneuvered around the Escalade to avoid colliding, he veered right, hit the shoulder, and then tried to correct himself by veering left. That is when he accidentally struck Francis's rear window. Bill lost control and was thrown off the highway.
So based on your analysis, there is absolutely no evidence that Bonnie's claim that Francis rear-ended her husband is true. There's no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever. There's no evidence on the rear of the motorcycle of any contact. There's no evidence on the hood of the Escalade.
The prosecution concedes that Bonnie's recollection of events is not supported by the evidence.
I wouldn't characterize her testimony as untruthful. I would just characterize it as mistaken.
The Range Rover?
Prosecution collision expert Timothy Levitt.
Oh, I don't think Bonnie Contreras is intentionally lying about this collision. She's excitable. She's got somebody that's just like a raging bull behind her.
Levitt says the evidence clearly shows that Francis rammed Bonnie's car multiple times.
I have damage on this side of the bumper, and I have damage on this side of the front bumper as well. That's two. That's at least one more than just an accidental bump.
As for why the damage on the bumpers appears so minor, the prosecution has an answer.
When two vehicles are moving at a high rate of speed and they're going at the same speed, you're not going to see huge damage when they collide.
And as for how Bill died, prosecutors believe Francis sideswiped Bill's motorcycle, knocking him off the road as she pursued Bonnie.
It doesn't make sense to say this was an accident when you look at the surrounding circumstances.
Prosecutors point to the day before the crash when Francis physically assaulted Bill. And furthermore, they play the phone message that Francis's daughter, Nikki, left on Bonnie's cell phone during the chase.
Told you to watch your back, you stupid slut.
To me, and I want to think to any woman, that would speak very much to Francis's intent to hurt Bonnie. She was out for blood.
So you take the stand as a prosecution witness.
Right.
The prosecution calls Bill's cousin, Hank, who they believe is about to cap off their case by telling jurors Francis murdered Bill. But after hearing all of the evidence and seeing Francis in court, Hank has a change of heart.
But you end up saying something on the stand that the prosecution doesn't want you to say in front of this jury.
They asked me if I thought that Francis had killed Bill. And I took a moment and I told him no. And the DA looked at me like,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Kind of look?
Yes.
And did you look over at Francis after you said that?
She grabbed herself and started crying.
And in a way, at that moment, that's when the whole family comes back together.
Got back together and it kind of got everybody close again.
After nearly a three-week trial, Frances Hall chooses not to testify, leaving her fate in the hands of a Texas jury.
As a result of her rage, a man is dead. And justice is holding this woman responsible for that man's death. She's been living in hell for 3 years. Let her go home. Let her be with her family, and let her mourn her
husband. For all his 50 years, Bill Hall lived to the max, building and taking everything and anything he wanted. Right till the end.
The multimillionaire. Two women fighting for him.
I miss him tremendously. I just wish he was here.
The only man I've ever been with, the father of my children.
Bill's hunger for life grew into an appetite for destruction. And then, out on a rural Texas highway, everything good was gone.
This is a story of loss. I miss my family.
For Nikki, who believes this was an accident, not a murder, it comes down to this. Her father, dead. Would she now lose her mother too? Would Frances Hall be put away by a jury sworn to justice?
She's a strong, strong, strong woman. That being said, she wasn't going to go murder her husband and say, if I can't have him, no one can have him. That's just not Frances.
But the state of Texas argued hard. Bill may not have been Frances's intended target, but her actions that day resulted in his death. And now she had to pay the price.
This dangerous intersection of emotion and betrayal and humiliation, it occurred because you made that U-turn.
Yes. Yes. And with that, I will live for the rest of my life.
Testimony lasted 7 days. Then it was in the jury's hands. They deliberate a single day. And on September 8th, 2016, they spoke as one.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Frances Hall, guilty of murder.
Convicted of both aggravated assault and murder, Frances Hall faced a possible life sentence.
I didn't do it. I would have never in a million years have hurt Bill. Never.
I'm very happy on the convictions she got on both counts. That gave me peace.
But along with the guilty verdict came one last step. A separate sentencing trial. Frances had a final opportunity, and her legal team conjured a bold defense, sudden passion.
If ever there was a person that the sudden passion provision was written for, it's Frances Hall. Absolutely.
Sudden passion, a legal term for a profoundly human moment. A wife chasing down her cheating husband and his unrepentant mistress.
Sudden passion, that you were so entrenched or, you know, stuck in the heat of the moment that you were unable to think clearly.
Now, if you cause a death, it's murder, but at punishment, you can get a lower punishment. You can get basically manslaughter punishment.
That lowers it to 2 to 20. Huge, huge difference.
Lee Cutter and Adam Cortez made their passionate case for sudden passion. And this time, Frances Hall took the stand in her own defense.
I'm not this evil person that they have said I am. Show mercy.
You can't get up and give a big middle finger to the jury.
The prosecution fought back, saying Frances sideswiped her car into Bill Hall's powder blue Harley in a mad, mindless attempt to confront Bonnie Contreras.
Mercy is for someone who says, I did wrong, give me mercy. Not for somebody who says, you got it wrong, but give me mercy anyway.
4 days after her conviction, Frances learns her fate.
We assess her punishment and confinement in the Institutional Division of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for a term of 2 years. Order in the court, please. Order in the court.
Felt like, wow, yes, only 2 years, but there goes my mom. Off she goes.
And I know that I could have done life for this. So for that, I was grateful. But it's still 2 years away from my children. It's 2 years that I won't be there for my grandkids.
She didn't kill my grandpa. She would never do that.
Passion is what this tale came down to. And for at least one Texas family, love for a man whose passions for life led him down the wrong road.
Brilliant guy, smart guy. But like I say, you know, you can be the smartest man in the world, and guess what? You make mistakes too, so.
Some 3 years after his death, his family is shattered, and Bill Hall Trucking has filed for bankruptcy.
As you stand here in this jail talking to me, do you still love Bill Hall Jr.?
Oh, with all my heart. I will never love another like I love this man.
Wait, okay.
Bonnie Contreras filed a lawsuit against Frances Hall, alleging infliction of bodily injury and emotional distress. She is seeking $2.5 million. Frances Hall is expected to be released from prison in September 2018. Visit 48hours.com to hear more of Bonnie Contreras' deposition.
The critically acclaimed series, Colin from Accounts, returns for a brand new season.
But what is it?
We're friends.
We are togetherly.
We're friendly together.
With a dog.
Colin from Accounts, new season, streaming September 10th, only on Paramount+.